Welcome to today's TBT On Air Monthly Tech Wrap-Up. For this podcast, we will take a look at some of the awesome tech stories from around the web in the month of August. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe to our channel on Spotify and connect with us on LinkedIn. Up first, we have Samsung's Galaxy Unpacked 2021 live stream. Early on in August, we were all sitting and waiting in anticipation for the announcement of the new Samsung Galaxy products. The trailer was epic and created great excitement as Samsung get ready to unveil visionary, purposeful technology for a better world. A few days passed, and some of the new products, prices, and features were already leaked. However, Samsung did not confirm any of the information.
Finally, the day arrived, and only a few hours to go, and Samsung Canada's sales associates had leaked the presentation.
However, despite the leak, over 34 million people watched the official Samsung official replay to see some of the awesome products that have been released.
The new Samsung Galaxy Z series has been designed for the most seamless experience from Samsung yet.
Samsung introduced the Z Fold 3, of which weighs less than your morning cup of coffee. It has a 120Hz refresh rate, and at 7.3 inches when open, the device blends a smartphone with a tablet. This maximized display allows for multiple apps to open at once, viewed side by side. One key benefit of this feature is that users can watch YouTube while operating other apps.
In addition, Samsung has confirmed its latest edition of the S Pen comes with Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 3.
It confirmed that the Z Flip 3 has a 1.9 inches outer screen with a 6.7 inches internal flexible display. The latter will run at 120 Hz and have dual 12 megapixel rear cameras and a 10 megapixel selfie shooter. In addition, the Z Flip 3 is available in the following colors: cream, phantom black, lavender, and green. Samsung also confirmed the release of its customizable Galaxy Watch 4 series. Both of the pieces features new, robust straps that can be changed. For those particularly keen on personalization, the watch will have over 45 different watch face designs. The latest wearable can also track sleeping patterns, blood pressure, and body composition measurements, developed with BII, providing a much more accurate health reading than just weight. Finally, Samsung has introduced Galaxy Buds 2, fitted with premium elements from the Buds Pro. This edition comes in custom colors. The Galaxy Buds 2 comes with ambient settings, which allow an individual to hold a conversation without ever taking the Buds out. This edition of the Buds optimizes noise canceling against static sounds such as wind to ensure that a conversation is as clear as possible. For our next news story, we will look at the state of gender diversity in the tech industry. But first, let's take a look at some of the findings from Catherine Wong, Chief Product Officer, EVP Engineering at Domo's article, to determine where gender diversity in the industry is and what can be done to improve. Gender diversity is a hot topic in the tech industry. Over the past decade, the number of tech job roles taken up by women has increased by around 15%, showing a rate of growth 60% higher than the equivalent for males. However, if we look closer at the data, we are still far away from true gender diversity in the industry. Yes, the number of job roles taken up by women is growing, but the question of which roles are being taken paints a less diverse picture. According to the latest ONS employment survey, there are more than 6 times the number of male information technology and telecommunications directors and managers than females in the UK. It seems that in removing the barriers to women moving into the industry, we've forgotten to also remove those preventing women from moving to the top. So despite the clear and important progress that's been made, it's apparent that we still have a long way to go. So, what are the next steps? Efforts to recruit more female workers into the industry must be matched by dedicated initiatives to promote women's careers. Tech companies need to create an environment where women will actually want to develop their careers. Highlighting female role models is another critically important activity. So long as this is done with the right intentions, diversity is about far more than gender equality. Any initiative looking to improve the number of women in senior tech roles that does not also take into account other clear demographic disparities, such as those between different ethnicities, sexual orientations, and socioeconomic backgrounds, is only looking at the tip of the iceberg. In other words, this is less a fight to see specific people sitting on the executive board, but for the board itself to be as representative and heterogeneous as society itself. The ethical imperative for greater representation amongst the executive board of technology companies is the driving force behind the recommendations above. In our final story for the August monthly tech wrap-up, we asked a wealth of CTOs to share the advice they would give to their 25-year-old selves. The full article is available on the top business tech website, but I will take you through some of our advice for this podcast. Mike Adler, CTO and CPO, and Abel had two pieces of advice for his 25-year-old self. Don't be afraid to take a few risks and don't do anything too crazy. He notes that, of course, at 25, he knew he had far fewer responsibilities than he does today and that no one was relying on him if things went wrong. He says that nevertheless, taking a risk with a new role in, say, a new startup or in a different part of the world is something that a young person can do. If it turns out to be a complete disaster, there's no great loss. The other piece of advice he would give is to protect and nurture your personal brand. Though he adds that we wouldn't have used those words 25 years ago. This is much more than looking after your social media profile. It's about ensuring that the people you meet and work alongside today have a good impression of you. Rob Knight, CTO at SUSE, said he would tell himself to embrace change and keep an open mind, not settle for mediocrity, look for a mentor, and become part of a mentorship program. Frances Sneddon, CTO at Simulate, said she would tell herself don't expect to follow a determined path. Instead, feed off the things that you're naturally drawn to and that bring you passion, and things should work out okay. Finally, Gareth Cummings, CTO at eDesk, said he would advise his 25-year-old self to continue focusing on job opportunities that offer a steep learning growth and some risk attached. This will mean turning down offers from more established companies with higher salaries to work in tech startups. Secondly, continue focusing on your education. Returning to university in the evenings and weekends to gain your computer science degree is hard work. Thirdly, continue listening to your gut instinct. At times you'll be advised by different people on what to do in your career. Continue to follow your gut, even if it means going against this advice. Lastly, like everybody, you'll face setbacks. There are highs and lows like anything in life. Keep a level head and don't get too discouraged by the lows or too carried away with the highs. And with that, I would like to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Monthly Tech Wrap-Up. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to our channel on Spotify and connect with us on LinkedIn. We will also transcribe this podcast, and it will be available on the top business tech website. Just visit www.tbtech.co.